Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Courtney Moore, Marketing Manager for the International Franchise Association. I'd like to introduce Deb Evans and Jack Monson for Social Geek Radio.
Well, thanks, Courtney. That was a great intro. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from Stagecoach, Texas, and
Jack Monson coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois tonight. It is 8 o'clock in the east, 5 o'clock in the west, and this is Social Geek Radio. Deb, I love some of these introductions that you recorded last week at the IFA Public Affairs Conference. That was Courtney from the marketing
team,
right? Yeah. Courtney,
yes,
I learned, was the person who, along with a couple of the other people on the team, designed the new IFA logo, which I think looks really cool.
It does. You know, it has just enough change in it that it pops and looks. She did a great job with it, and she's, you know, fairly new with IFA, but she just jumped in with both feet, and so far what I've seen, she's doing a great job, and I'm excited to see her again before you know it.
Yeah, the old logo wasn't bad. It was just looking, as they say in real estate, like it needed a little refresh, a little update.
Yes.
So congratulations to the team on coming up with a very nice, easy to look at, but also, you know, very serious logo, that kind of goes along with some of the very serious topics we were discussing in Washington with the IFA crowd last week. So thanks everybody for coming out to the conference last week and coming to our tweet up on the Sunday before the conference started, and it was a terrific event. I can't say enough about the Public Affairs Conference. If you're in franchising, please make a note to put it on your 2015 calendar that you got to come to Washington, D.C. in September and support the industry.
Right, right. And so, everybody can go to the Franchise Action Network now and continue to support franchising and fight for franchising and use the hashtag Fight for Franchising when you're on Twitter.
Yeah, I love that hashtag too, Deb. Fight for franchising, I think, creates a little bit of distance between the industry and the business model that we're talking about and trying to defend, and all of those other people out there using the hashtag franchising when they're talking about football or the NFL or, you know, something like that. So yeah, I think that's a great idea to use Fight for Franchising. Deb, what else is coming up on the calendar event-wise? I haven't even looked at to see what's happening
in
the franchise world.
We'll be in Dallas. Hopefully, I will coming to my state of Texas in November. We have the Emerging Franchise Conference, and it'll be in Dallas. I think it's like the 17th and 18th. I'm not quite sure of the dates, but we'll have that coming up. And then at the beginning of the year, February is just around the corner. We'll be at the IFA 55th Annual Convention, which the convention committee worked really hard the last couple months and certainly last week to finalize some of the great guest speakers and the panels that we're going to have at convention in February. So a couple more IFA events coming up.
Yeah, it's less than 6 months away, so start making the plans to – we're in Vegas this year again, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
What happens in Vegas, everybody will know.
Thank you, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So,
that's right.
Speaking of some awesome social channels, let's have our guests for tonight join us. On the phone with us tonight from Pump It Up is Anushka Figueroa and Wendy Crone, the marketing team from Pump It Up. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Tell us a little bit about Pump It Up and the associated brands and sort of what your structure with this franchise system is.
Sure. So this is Wendy. Just kind of give a little brand background. We have kind of an umbrella company called Fun Brands, so Pump It Up is part of that. We also have a sister brand, Bounce U, and a corporate-owned, so it's not franchised, Fun Brands Carousel. So lots of fun stuff going on over here over at Fun Brands, but Anushka and I are just specifically working for Pump It Up and just trying to help create awareness and engage our owners and our customers and just kind of help move that brand forward. So here at Pump It Up, what we do is we really specialize in family entertainment. So a lot of people may know us from back in the day of being kind of the inflatable party zone, to where we were really primarily known for hosting, you know, some of the best private kids' birthday parties around. Since then, the brand's kind of evolved, and we've grown up, and so we're not necessarily all about birthdays all of the time, but it's definitely one of our primary focuses. But we also are really trying hard to just kind of become top of mind and really fill the need for whatever parents are looking for. So if they're looking to come and just play without having a party, we want to be open for open jumps. And we have mm-hmm. special events and camps and fundraisers and all kinds of fun stuff for everybody.
That's terrific. So the company's been around for quite a few years then, but evolving. How are you guys using local marketing, and whether it's social media or other types of local marketing, how are you using that to really sort of push the brand forward as well as push the local franchisees forward? What seems to be working these days?
Well, I'll take that again. So really for us, a lot of our success is just word of mouth. So mm-hmm. It's kind of the tried and true thing. So, you know, we're kind of in a unique situation to where we have one mom who may be familiar with us and hosts her party there. But during that time when the party happens, there's, you know, 25 other parents who now come into our facility who may not have been familiar with us, who are getting to learn about it firsthand. So, you know, those positive experiences with the customers is, you know, crucial for us, and that word of mouth has always been really, really huge for us.
Does that translate on Facebook and Twitter and other social channels? Are those parents sharing those stories on social media, and are you seeing more and more activity like that?
Yeah, I definitely see more reviews and traction and comments come through Facebook than any other social network. Even from a review standpoint, that seems to be more popular on Facebook than it is to Yelp, at least for us. Mm-hmm. Just those quick referrals, hey, even, you know, just quick little snippets like, hey, this was the best party, and, you know, they share photos. It's been a really positive experience for us.
Yeah, it's probably, I would assume, just due to the visual nature of it with, you know, the activities and that kind of thing, Facebook seems to be a natural, and I guess that's good news that you're not getting talked about on so many review sites, because it seems like the days of the positive reviews on some of those sites are over, and it's nothing but negative. So good for you guys.
Trying to stay away.
What about any, you know, working with kids specifically and families? Are there any challenges surrounding that with you know, sharing stuff in social media and privacy issues and that kind of thing? Is there anything that you guys run up against that you know, can be a concern or a big challenge with that?
You know, I've been with the brand for about 5 years, so you know, in the beginning stages, there was a lot more sensitivity, especially with putting photos of children and whatnot on our site. So, you know, we kind of did the standard protocol, had a photo shoot, took some photo waivers with us, and then, you know, just kind of kept that photo waiver language out at the counter. However, inside of our facilities, parents always have to sign a waiver for their children to come in and play,
uh-huh.
kind of safety thing. And then so what we've done over the years is we've actually integrated that photo language into our safety waiver, so that way we don't have to kind of keep those checks and balances where, you know, one kid's mom said it was okay where the others didn't. And so it's really kind of helped us minimize that exposure. And then, you know, one of the other things that's been really great is we always urge, you know, the moms themselves to, you know, post their pictures of positive experiences inside of our facilities. And we also have a service that we call Snapshot, to where, you know, our party attendants will go with a camera around, you know, during open jump, special events, especially birthday parties, and they'll take pictures of the entire party. And so by the time the kids go to, you know, finish their party in our party rooms and have the cake and pizza, those pictures are actually showing on a monitor inside. So they're kind of getting
to
see them afterwards. So that's been huge with the parents. Yeah. But with that, though, the parents get a code. They can download their photos. And then actually with that same program, they can share their photos out through Facebook or Twitter, I believe Instagram now. So that's really helped us in terms of social sharing and getting those pictures without us having to be so self-promotional all the time, too.
That's terrific. Now, are they sharing those pictures? If they share a picture with you on Facebook, are they typically doing that on a page for the franchisee, or sort of a national or global Pump It Up page, or where are you directing them to share stuff with you?
My primary goal here, and I might see it a little different than some other franchises, but so much of what we do is locally driven by our franchise owners. So I kind of see our national pages and our national presence is kind of, you know, just here to answer questions, and part of my job is to make sure that customers are, you know, finding the appropriate Pump It Up location on Facebook or Twitter or wherever. So I try to filter those out. So most of the photos and the sharing and the comments, those usually go straight to the local pages.
Oh, that's terrific. You know, Deb and I are both, I don't think I'm speaking out of line for you, Deb. We're both very big proponents of the local pages for franchisees.
Yes.
And having great
mm-hmm.
content on there and you know, having actual photos from the parties happening with those franchisees. That's really tremendous. That's gold. That's a best practice. And I'll tell you too, the inclusion of the photo waivers and everything else with the other documentation that you need to secure, I think that's a fantastic idea too. That's a great best practice to share. What are the franchisees doing as far as sharing stuff to their local pages as well? Are they pretty active with that, or is that something that you're helping them with for the most part, or tell me a little bit about that relationship?
You know, I think it's kind of a combination. You know, in any one given day, I might talk to somebody who is just kind of getting started and not familiar with it. Other times, you know, other franchise owners are very, very savvy and they don't want my help. So I'm kind of here to help fill in the holes and provide them any kind of assistance with what they're doing. So I kind of act as a stopgap. You know, locally, though, some of the most common things that I see are posting, you know, events, their schedules, giving special offers. And I know, Jack, you're with Engage One-to-One. You know, that's been a really huge help for us as a brand, especially when so much is locally driven that, you know, my job here, again, is just to support our franchise owners, so making sure that they have the right messaging to where they can customize it with their information, or having the right image that, you know, matches the brand and keeps that consistency. That's been really, really helpful for us.
Good to hear. Thank you for that. It's, consistency across all pages is something that I think you guys do really well, and I think that's another best practice that maybe some other systems out there should look into and maybe could walk away from, having some consistent content, but you know, that local flavor that you guys do, I think is really important, and I think works pretty well for you too. Outside of the content that they're posting and the stuff that you're helping them with and posting for them, are you doing much advertising in social media, specifically Facebook? Is that something that you've done anything with so far? And if so, you know, how have the results been?
You know, to be honest with you, we've really haven't, from, you know, a national brand standpoint, haven't really done any advertising up until, you know, this past summer. Prior to that, we did have a handful of owners who were, you know, doing any kind of combination of either boosting posts or the page-like ads, and I think they were seeing some individual successes. But what we've done, again, is really not trying to promote the national page, but we did a test run to see if, you know, not only is the messaging relevant, but just trying to help move the brand forward. So we tested some regular promoted posts through Facebook, talking Open Jump specifically. And so we kind of picked four different locations from all corners of the U.S. here, and really just kind of used the same messages and used it as a catalyst to get people to click on their event calendar and hopefully come to the location, bring their kids, and have a great time. So we ran it for a month. I believe our budget was $750 for the month, so it was pretty steep for us and, you know, for a local ad spend too. But, you know, we saw one location tripled their attendance for
wow.
the whole month. Yeah, so it was amazing the kind of response we got. If you averaged it out, though, it got up to about double for between all four stores. And then one of the other interesting things we found is that the months after the test is that not only was the Open Jump attendance up to where, you know, people could just come in and have a good time, but our party bookings were up an average of 8% over all four stores too. So that was really, really huge for us.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what works pretty well there too is, you know, priming the pump a little bit with some social advertising, but at the same time, you've got a great product and people are having a great experience when they come in, obviously, because, you know, Facebook ads can only drive so many people in the door. If they have a lousy time when they get in the door, they're not going to come back. But that's obviously not the case, and I think that worked well with what you were talking about with the word of mouth, spreading that word too.
Yeah. Yeah, and for us, you know, it really comes back to, you know, what are those things that could help increase brand awareness? You know, so the big thing with us is everybody's continually trying to find new customers and, you know, get those leads up and stuff. But, you know, for us, it's because we're so kid-centric and family-focused that, you know, our primary ages are 3 to 7-year-olds. So we're always having to fill that cycle with new moms. And we found, you know, social media, especially Facebook, you know, might not be as relevant for other brands, but has been huge for us just to help, you know, communicate and identify those new moms and let them know who we are and what we do and how they can come in and have fun. So it's been great.
I think to add to that, to Wendy's point when you're, you know, in talking about how to you know, driving that awareness to new moms, and, you know, we talk about some of the trends and you look at how it could be competitive landscape, it could be millennials. And so when you're talking to a whole generation of new moms, they're really going to engage much more, you know, with social media platforms. And so, you know, that's something that we're definitely, it's part of our 2015 strategy to make sure that we're continuing to not only engage with our existing, you know, our moms that we've been talking to, but really reaching out to millennial moms.
I think that's a good point, Anushka, that we might look at Instagram, for instance, as a place that maybe isn't your prime target right now. But the millennials that are all over Instagram right now are the moms of tomorrow, right? So I think it'll be very interesting to see do these generations take their favorite social channels and places in social media and online, do they take them with them through their, you know, through the next phase of their life, or are they going to jump to some new social channel? That's that'll be very interesting to see over the next, you know, couple of years, right?
It will be. It definitely will be interesting. And your point with Instagram, you know, and And I actually was a little behind this, but, you know, with Facebook acquiring Instagram, you know, you have that duality of where millennial moms are, you know, where they may have had Facebook and then very heavy on Instagram, you know, and being able to use both platforms, you know, to be able to post and you know, engage that way on, you know, what's new and sharing that information. So it will be interesting to see where that goes.
Yeah. Is there anything else out there that you guys see as sort of, you know, the quote-unquote next big thing in social or digital or mobile marketing, anything like that that you guys see as really something that you want to jump on over the next year or so?
I'll just speak to what I've used and actually have done some testing new to our brand, but something that I utilized in the past that was very successful is Pandora. And Pandora has proven to be very successful with campaigns. It is definitely number one, streaming music mobile platform for moms and also among Hispanic moms. So you're adding that additional when you're talking about whether it's acculturated or dominant Hispanic moms and again millennial moms especially. And so that is something that we've definitely have tested in from a regional standpoint and want to look at, you know, how can we do some hyper-regional campaigns that when you're looking at Facebook, when you're looking at, you know, Facebook ads, and as Wendy indicated earlier, you know, being successful with that. And, you know, I think when you can utilize Pandora and a Facebook campaign, it can be very successful. So those are things that with this brand exploring, just because I've had success with it in past brands, and I think that's something that is going to continue to grow. And Wendy can speak to maybe, you know, what her thoughts are on some of the other, you know, upcoming or probably, you know, what her opinion would be on trends.
Yeah, I don't really have anything that jumps out as me, you know, as next big thing. I think, in my opinion, what's going to happen and kind of where I'd like to take things for the Pump It Up brand is really just tighten up that content marketing strategy. I think that's huge for a lot of brands, and I think a lot of people are still not necessarily trying to get their arms around it, but I think everybody's dabbling in one way, shape, or form in that, and I think all this increased competition, we're all fighting for those same eyeballs online. So I think just looking at what that content is and how relevant it is for our customers is going to be really key in the next year or two even to see how that evolves.
Yeah, I love the idea of Pandora. I've had a couple of other franchise systems that I work with that have jumped in on that. So it's terrific to hear you say that. Frankly, a couple of other brands really opened my eyes to it, kind of describing it as what they used to consider and what they used to do in local radio is now something they can do, as you said, regionally with Pandora, and really considering that the sort of the missing radio piece that, you know, radio used to be so much more a part of local ad spend and, you know, other types of things for franchisees. So I think you're onto something there. I think that could really be the next big thing that we all need to be paying attention to. Deb,
yeah,
are you using Pandora?
I agree.
Deb, are you
no,
using Pandora?
No, and you know, I'm sitting here. I'm not, and you know, I've heard. I think I actually heard last week somebody else mentioned the use of Pandora. So I think these ladies are really sharing some of their great marketing secrets with us. And, of course, you know, I just tweeted it out, and I see it's been retweeted a couple times. So thank you. You're getting some thanks. because, yeah, that's something that I think is fair. It's not new to the market, but I don't believe that other franchisors are taking advantage of it as Pump It Up is.
No, not at all. So great share there.
Absolutely.
This is Social Geek Radio, and we are speaking with the marketing team from Pump It Up, Anushka and Wendy. While we're talking about best practices and advice, any other advice that the two of you would share with some marketers from any type of franchise system that you think would really help them out, especially somebody who maybe hasn't gone as deep into digital marketing and social media as you guys have? Any other words of advice?
I guess when it comes to social, go ahead,
Wendy. No, that's okay.
So for me, it's, we kind of jumped both feet in. Like I said, when I got here about 5 years ago is when we really kind of started. We had some franchisees that were really kind of gung-ho to start and have already started their own pages. So from a franchisor standpoint, just really understanding, where your customers are, what your franchise owners are currently doing, and then how you can help them better manage that. So just kind of having your arms around all those different branches really is key, in my opinion.
That's a great point. And I just to add to what Wendy said is I think that, something that's very important, I would say this, because it really is any brand, is don't be afraid to try new things. And sometimes I think that, behavior, and when you're used to doing something the same way, it's really important, especially today with how fast things are changing with technology and social media and all these different platforms, you have to be willing to really take a leap of faith and to try to do something different. Going back to Wendy said, that consistency, and you guys have said it too, consistency is critical. Be true to the brand, and don't be afraid to try new things, because it's critical to the brand. If you're not evolving and if you're not ahead of the trend, it's kind of do or die. So you have to stay alive.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the great things about social and digital media in general, is you can do some experimenting. And like you said, doing some testing regionally with Pandora, you don't have to sink the entire ad budget into one thing. And you can, dip your toe in and see if you get some good results. And if you don't, move on and try something else. Unlike, 20 years ago, where if you really wanted to make a big splash, you had to lay out a lot of print dollars and television dollars and that sort of thing that you couldn't really experiment just a little bit and see if it worked or not. You had to really go big. So great advice. I love the idea of testing things out and being on the cutting edge with some new technologies, but at the same time being true to the brand, because let's face it, at the end of the day, That's what our companies are, or they are our brands. So anything you guys want to talk about as far as upcoming events or any big campaigns or initiatives or grand openings or anything like that you've got on the horizon?
Well, I'll go. I think all of our locations right now, again, we're huge on special events. So with all the, Halloween, we have all kinds of not-so-scary jumps for the family. It's essentially a costume party. We have holiday jumps. We have family-friendly New Year's Eve. So all kinds of stuff for the upcoming holidays just to get out and do something different. So
right.
That's our big... Yeah, and then next year we're celebrating our 15th anniversary. So
wow.
We are... the midst of our teen years, so I think next year is going to be great.
Those awkward teen years, here they come. Well, we're just about out of time, so real quick, how can people find out more about Pump It Up? What website, Facebook page, where should we send folks?
You can go to Pump It Up, Facebook, Pump It Up Party, and the Twitter handle, I think Wendy mentioned earlier, Twitter @PumpItUpParty, or pumpituppartyparty.com.
Excellent. Pumpituppartyparty.com, at pumpitup. Terrific. Thank you so much for the insights tonight, ladies. It's been a pleasure chatting about this. And thanks for sharing so many insights. This is Social Geek Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll be back with you next Wednesday on Social Geek Radio. Good night.
Yeah. Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Thanks. Thank you.
Bye-bye.